9. The Uniqueness of Paradise. Paradise is unique in that it is the realm of primal origin and the final goal of destiny for all spirit personalities. Although it is true that not all of the lower spirit beings of the local universes are immediately destined to paradise, paradise still remains the goal of desire for all supermaterial personalities. Paradise is the geographic center of infinity. It is not a part of universal creation, not even a real part of the eternal Havona universe. We commonly refer to the central isle as belonging to the divine universe, but it really does not. Paradise is an eternal and exclusive existence. In the eternity of the past, when the Universal Father gave infinite personality expression of his spirit self in the being of the Eternal Son, simultaneously he revealed the infinity potential of his non-personal self as paradise. Non-personal and non-spiritual paradise appears to have been the inevitable repercussion of the Father's will and act which eternalized the original Son. Thus did the Father project reality in two actual phases, the personal and the non-personal, the spiritual and the non-spiritual. The tension between them, in the face of will to action by the Father and the Son, gave existence to the conjoint actor and the central universe of material worlds and spiritual beings. When reality is differentiated into the personal and the non-personal, eternal Son and paradise, it is hardly proper to call that which is non-personal deity, unless somehow qualified. The energy and material repercussions of the acts of deity could hardly be called deity. Deity may cause much that is not deity, and paradise is not deity, neither is it conscious, as mortal man could ever possibly understand such a term. Paradise is not ancestral to any being or living entity. It is not a creator. Personality and mind-spirit relationships are transmissible, but pattern is not. Patterns are never reflections, they are duplications, reproductions. Paradise is the absolute of patterns. Havona is an exhibit of these potentials in actuality. God's residence is central and eternal, glorious and ideal. His home is the beauteous pattern for all universe headquarters worlds, and the central universe of his immediate indwelling is the pattern for all universes in their ideals, organization, and ultimate destiny. Paradise is the universal headquarters of all personality activities and the source center of all force, space, and energy manifestations. Everything which has been, now is, or is yet to be, has come, now comes, or will come forth from this central abiding place of the eternal gods. Paradise is the center of all creation, the source of all energies, and the place of primal origin of all personalities. After all, to mortals, the most important thing about eternal paradise is the fact that this perfect abode of the Universal Father is the real and far-distant destiny of the immortal souls of the mortal and material sons of God, the ascending creatures of the evolutionary worlds of time and space. Every God-knowing mortal who has espoused the career of doing the Father's will has already embarked upon the long, long paradise trail of divinity pursuit and perfection attainment. And when such an animal origin being does stand, as countless numbers now do, before the gods on paradise, having ascended from the lowly spheres of space, such an achievement represents the reality of a spiritual transformation bordering on the limits of supremacy. Presented by a perfecter of wisdom, commissioned thus to function by the Ancients of Days on Uversa.